This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 46. Hello, everyone. This is George, your host. It's time to stretch out your ears. The music you'll be hearing on this show will be something you'll certainly not find on the radio, but also probably not on another podcast. Sounds like the perfect music for Eclectic Mix. This is the music of Shane Turner, under the moniker of Turner of Wheels. We'll be listening to a five-section piece of music called Mrs. the Cocktail Party, and we're going to hear it in three parts. The first section in this piece is called Halcyon View.
Thank you.
Jane Turner comes from a strong classical background, 9 years of formal piano, but always had an interest in the modern and experimental. By the time he entered college, he had started listening more to jazz, IDM, and some experimental music like Giorgi Ligeti and Krzysztof Penderecki. Now, if those aren't familiar names to you, I can almost guarantee that you've heard Ligeti's music in the movie 2001. When I was in college, I just marveled at Penderecki's Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima. As far as influences are concerned, he was introduced to the mid-90s British electronica scene, the Canadian electroacoustics and sound art scene, which influenced him more than anything he'd heard. He was also influenced by listening to raga and classical Japanese music, rhythms, changes, improvs, attention to timbre, that sort of thing. So far, he's had a couple of releases on compilations. Street Fighter cut up on the Alpha Form compilation for the Dublin label Psychonavigation a couple years ago, and a couple of electroacoustical compilations in Canada. In case you're wondering, the title Misses the Cocktail Party is no real reference to the music. It more has to do with what was happening the day he finished the album. Currently, he's got plans to release a direct follow-up album called Hazy Mote Penumbra through the Quebec label Pernance. I may or may not have pronounced that properly, but there will be a link to it on the Eclectic Mix website. He plans to return to solo work later this year, though the past few months he's taken a break from that and has been doing some live improvised work with a few groups. A couple of electronic duets, one called The Fold and the other called Endos. The latter's a larger, primarily acoustic group with some electronics called Argon Floozy. Now, Argon Floozy has been working a lot on improv sessions with unusual playing techniques, building up interesting rhythms and focusing on microscopic elements of acoustic sound, which is basically what he likes doing with computer music, but with acoustic instruments instead. So let's hear a couple more sections from this piece. They're called Anastasis, Converge, Stasis, Parts 1 and 2. The last couple of shows, I asked for comments concerning a possible change in format for the show. Well, comments I asked for and comments I got. I'd like to thank everyone who sent me an email with their recommendation, and can say that the overwhelming consensus was to keep the format as is, which is what will happen. And thanks also go to you, the listener, for opening your mind and listening to this show. I appreciate your willingness to consider music, oftentimes outside of the mainstream, even of independent music. And it's really fun to know that there are listeners giving new things a try. We had a flurry of activity on the Frapper map, so I'll mention that going to frappr.com/eclecticmix and pushing in a pin will show everyone where you're located. Take a look at it. You'll see that you'll be in good company. Of course, a link to that can be found at eclecticmix.com on the homepage, so if you didn't get a chance to write that down, you'll know where you can find it. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always do that at eclecticmix@gmail.com. So the final thank you goes out to Shane Turner for allowing me to play his music. I see that he's got a new release called Not Quite a Self-Portrait, which is available on the Internet Archive, and I'll provide a link to that in the show notes. At the very end of this show, I'll include a promo for the Music Nerve podcast, Strange Music for Strange People. I have played a promo for that before, and I think that you'll really enjoy his show. The last two pieces we'll hear are the final two sections of Mrs. the Cocktail Party. They're called Halcyon View Reprise and Metropolis Ant. See ya!
Hi, folks. It's Miss Peter with the MusicNerve.com weekly podcast, inviting you to tune in each and every week because we are hard at work scouring the internet looking for the very best in pod-safe music to make your life easier.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.